اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
محمد. We are going to explain the verse 32 of سورة النور. This is the one of the most important verse of Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicating one of the duty of Islamic community, Islamic society, Islamic government and family. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنكحوا الأيام منكم. You all have responsibility to what? To marry those among you who are single. وَأَنْكِهُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ، and also the righteous among your servants. إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُغَرَاءَ يُغْنِهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. If they are poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enrich them مِنْ فَضْلِهِ out of His grace. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And surely Allah is the one who extends the provisions, and He is all-knowing. Different point, different message we can understand from this beautiful verse of Quran. The first one, the word, the Arabic word, ankihu, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not addressing youth, go and get married. No. وَأَنْكِهُ, it means that you as parent, as Islamic community, as Islamic government, you have responsibility to encourage youth and to help them to get married. وَأَنْكِهُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ. So all of the member of a community, fathers, mothers, they have responsibility. وَأَنْكِهُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ. أَنْكِهُ, the another meaning for أَنْكِهُ, it means that to prepare preliminaries of marriage by giving financial aid, if necessary, finding proper spouse, or encouraging others to get married. Or sometimes they need mediation to mediate between couple, between two parents, two families, to finally get married. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking mu'mineen, asking believers to solve any problem that may happen between two persons when they won't get married. Sometimes this problem is financial problem. Sometimes the problem between two families. And all of the problem, he said, oh, ankihu, all of the members of Islamic community, Islamic society, you have responsibility. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have a different hadith about the one who mediate for marriage. For example, in one of hadith is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Said that the one who mediate, the one who tried to resolve the problem, and the one who mediate between two people to get married, he will be under protection of Allah's throne on the Day of Judgment. And the another hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, he says that night of Jummah is coming. Allah. said the best intercession is to mediate between two person for the sake of marriage, so that they get married. That the best intercession. So all of those ahadith encouraging Muslim societies, encouraging Muslims to mediate between couple to get married, to resolve the problem. So sometimes we can do it individually, sometimes we can establish an institute, establish a group to work on it, to think about it, to find the solution, how we can encourage you to get married. And it is interesting that Quran said, وَنْكِهُ الْأَيَامَ. What is the meaning of ayama? The Arabic word of ayama is plural and come from aim. It means that woman who has no husband, but also has applied to man who has no wife. It means that all of the people who are living alone, not only encouraging them, help them, mediate. Because the youth is everyone will reach, when see any young person said, oh, when do you want to get married? Can I help you? Usually the Muslim culture is that. But the one who his husband died, he maybe cannot say such a word, oh, please find someone to get married. So this is the responsibility of the Muslim community. Maybe someone, you know, he or she became divorced for 10 years ago, or her or his wife died 10, 12, 20 years ago, and no one asked him, what are you doing? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, living alone is not recommended in Islam. And needs someone to live with each other, to live with them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't addressing only youth or encouraging only youth, resolving the problem of youth. No, said wankahul ayama minkum, anyone who are in married. You have responsibility regarding them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالصَّالِحِين مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. وَالصَّالِحِين has two meaning. The first one, وَالصَّالِحِين, said the righteous person among your servants. وَالصَّالِحِين مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. But the another meaning, which one of the Mufassirin mentioned, this meaning is better, and we can use this meaning for this verse of Quran, the one who have qualified for marriage, any person. Because sometimes youth person, oh, 40 years, 50 years is enough, 60 years. Sometimes we are discussing about the years, for example, when he finishes a study, when he become enriched. No, instead, any person who have qualification, who is able to manage his life, والصالحين, the one who is saleh for this act, for this matter. And said, إن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله من فضله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned the one famous and common excuse for people who don't want to get married. The excuse is the financial issue. He said, if you afraid from the financial issue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantee you and to support you. He said, in yakunu fuqara, if you are poor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enrich you from his grace. Don't worry about the financial issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resolve this problem. So I think the in yakunu fuqara yughnihim Allah min fazli doesn't want to say the only problem is financial, and the only issue and aspect which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support mu'mineen is financially. No. This is the example. Any problem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resolve. It is good to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah in this verse of Quran promise all of you, all of mu'mineen, and all of anbiya are witness for the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this book. And said that Allah has granted those who are poor and to give them support. It is very interesting. We have a different hadith from Ayyama alayhi wasalam, from Rasulullah, about this issue. Let me to recite some hadith. The first one from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, اتخذوا الأهل. Here in this hadith also, Rasulullah doesn't address youth. No, all of unmarried people. اتخذوا الأهل, get married. فَإِنَّهُ أَرْزَقُ لَكُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your rizq. It is better for your rizq. Or in another hadith, a single guy came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He complained about his economic situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, تَزَوَّج, get married. He was surprised. I don't have enough money to maintain my life personally. How can get married and take responsibility of other person? Rasulullah said that if you get married, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your rizq. You know, because we have in ahadith, whenever you feel problem in your income, about the living cost, pay sadaqah. Why sadaqah? Because we don't have enough money, how we can pay sadaqah? Some of, my money give to poor people, why I'm needy? He said, because the sadaqah would remove the obstacle between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get rest, to get your rizq. The one of the sadaqah is like istighfar. When you say astaghfirullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove those obstacles. And Rasulullah said to that person, said, okay, if you have a problem, you get married. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your livelihood. And that particular person mentioned in Rawayat, he trusted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He got married, and then he saw the promise of the Rasulullah, and his life is extended, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a lot of rizq. And the another hadith, also from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he said, the worst of you is the one who is unmarried. The worst of you is the one who is unmarried. But we still live the people who are... sorry, the single people are here in this meeting. This is Rasulullah. The worst of you is the one who is unmarried. So sometimes we think about some problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inviting mu'mineen to trust him. And he is promising mu'mineen. And he actually make a contract. He writes his promise in his book. It means that all of the angel of God and all of the prophets of God are witness to this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will resolve the problem. And at the end, said, وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Know that Allah is the one who extend the provision. You are thinking about your ability. If I take this degree, then I will be more qualified to apply for better job, yes? If I start this job and then I can do this, do that, Allah said, no. Wallahu wasi'un alim. Be careful. The source of all of the money, all of the wealth, all of the rizq come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who extend the life of the people is Allah. Sometimes we are weak in tawheed. This is interesting. Aqa Qaraati said that Iblis was very educated person. He was very strong in tawheed. Also, he believed in the day of judgment. He believed in nabuwwat, in ma'ad, in everything. The only problem he had was takabbur. He was very arrogant. The only problem. Sometimes mu'mineen are good in everything other than trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, trust me. If you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will help you. When people come to me for getting married, I give them two or three advices. The first one, I usually say them, please, after this program, after this reciting this khutbah, perform two rak'at prayers at the Salat al-Shukr to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you this tawfiq. And then go to sajda and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever you wish, whatever you expected from this new life. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, first you get married, then trust me. So when you get married, when you recited khutbah and signed the different article of the contract of the marriage, and then go say two rak'at prayer, say thank you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I'm ready to receiving your special blessing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second verse, فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. In a previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried to prevent society, Islamic society, from sexual defilements. Sin first said that, يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِكُمْ, cast down your eyes. Okay, وَلْيَغْضُضْنَا. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told to women to do same things. And then said وَأَنْكِهُ. So first said some recommendation to keep their iman, and then said the fundamental issue to solve this problem is to get married, is to encourage mu'mineen to get married. Okay? That's why I said, first said, okay, you do have not right to look at the woman, and woman also, they doesn't have right to look at the face of the man. And then said, woman, you should be careful about the adornment. Do not appear in society with those adornment which usually should be for your husband. And then said, okay, the fundamental issue is that to encourage the Muslimin, the anyone who is unmarried, to get married. And here said, well, yasta'afif. Okay, in any case, in any reason, if someone cannot get married, so those person, let those who do not find the means to marry keep themselves chaste and virtuous, and until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enrich them. Well, يَسْتَعْفِفَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Iffat and haya, chastity and modesty, should be kept by the mu'mineen, by the everyone, especially by the one who is not married. And Then said والذين يبتغون الكتاب مما ملكت ايمانكم فكاتبوهم ان علمتم فيهم خيرا واتوهم من مال الله الذي اتاكم. This is a different topic, different issue which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicating in this particular verses of Quran, said those of your slaves who seek a writing, write it for them if you know any good in them. This is another issue, inshallah, maybe talk about it tomorrow. But until now, until the first part of verse 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about Islamic society, how we can actually keep Islamic society, Islamic community, and the modesty actually of the Islamic community. And the first one said, do not look at each other with lust, and then said that the woman should be careful about their adornment, about their decoration. And the third step, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, all of the community, all of the Islamic community, all of the people, all of the family, even the Islamic government has responsibility to encourage everyone who is unmarried to get married, and have responsibility for financial aid, have responsibility to help them in any aspects. And we mentioned different hadiths which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Aimma alayhim wasallam encourage mu'mineen, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, to mediate between couple, between two persons who want to get married. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me to find a beautiful dua for people who are unmarried. Yeah, my suggestion is that we in this big community, we have to have a special group to mediate between the people who want to get married, and to encourage them, and also for financial aid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us such a tawfiq, inshallah, to make such a group and to take benefit from those beautiful hadith we mentioned from Aimma alayhim as-salam, for the one who mediate between two persons who want to get married. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله اللهم اخذل الكفر والنفاق وأهله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد